Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Vince in the Bay.
Oh my God, it's already starting again.
Yeah, good times. Back, glad to be back here on BTR with you, my listeners. Very happy to see some familiar faces in the or names in the chat room. Big ups to a Pouty Girl, Anon Sicko, Canadian Glenn, Chef Bone RD, Dougie Dougie, Gonzo PhD, Gorillas by Night, Gorillas by Night. Yes, Gorillas by Night. Jay Flint in the house. What up, Jay Flint? Melissa 13. Hello, Melissa. Thank you for joining me. Also, Nick Knack. What up, Nick Knack? Plus One in the building. Hello, Plus One. Now, Plus One, are you back in the States now? I know you went... I know Plus One was often... Was off in India. Are you back? You're back. Plus One is back. Cool. Welcome back to the States. Civilization. What else do we have here? We got Wrestle League Radio Live. Big ups to Wrestle League Radio and Wrestle League in general. They were very gracious in inviting me to their program over the weekend and gave me an honorary award. I am now inducted into the Wrestle League Hall of Fame. And I was inducted on Saturday night with along with Kim Jong-un. I think that's how you say his name. Whatever, the kid that's in charge of North Korea. And I was also indicted with the late... inducted... with the late Chris Dorner. So thank you, Wrestle League, for this great honor, and I will cherish it. I've set aside some space on my trophy case for my Hall of Fame award statuette, right next to my special stalker award that I got from Sue Basco. I mean, she whose name we shall not say. Fuck. And, what, did I do it? What did did I say something wrong? Lifetime achievement went to Schmoop, yeah. I was just a Hall of Fame inductee. Did I say something wrong? Whatever. I also found out that I'm a part of Team Kimberlin a couple days ago. Yeah. Somebody did, there's like this website called Kimberlin Unmasked, and they posted, somebody forwarded me this blog, and this blog has me on a list of, and it has me listed as a first tier member of Team Kimberlin. First of all, I have no idea who Kimberlin is, okay? Never met the guy. Don't know what the hell is that's all about. But apparently, just because I had Neil Rauhauser on my show, I qualify as first tier Team Kimberlin. And apparently, this group, this Team Kimberlin group, is subsidized by George Soros and Barbra Streisand. Which, hey, you know, if I'm a part of this team, I want to see some of that dough. Where's my check? What up with that? Timberland's cousin. Yeah. So whatever. Whatever that means. The real honor, of course, is being inducted to the Wrestle League Hall of Fame. That's badass. You know, it was an honor to be inducted with such among such great company. Did Vince just say, what up with that? No, I don't think I said that. I don't talk like that, dude. Anyway, it's open lines tonight. Feel free to call in. We can talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. There's been a lot of shit going down in the real world and beyond. I know that we lost the Iron Lady today, Margaret Thatcher. passed away, former prime minister of the UK. And a very, very controversial figure. It's like you either loved her or you hated her. There was no in between. Although personally, I was in between. I was kind of indifferent to her. I was just, you know, when she came into office, I was just starting to have my first flashbacks of Nam. So I have no idea what the hell she did to that country, but she pissed off a lot of people. And she made a lot of people happy, kind of like Ronald Reagan. She was like UK's Ronald Reagan. Wrestle League Radio says she was hot. She was not that hot. Sorry, bro. Not that hot. Yeah, good times. Congratulations to the Louisville Cardinals on being victorious in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Championship. Just moments ago, they won the title. And, yeah, so that's over. March Madness is over, even though it's April. March Madness is just stopping now. Fuck, dude. What else is going on? I don't know. You guys got to call me and tell me what's up. I'm totally out of the loop. It looks like I have Sicko with me. I'm going to take a quick break and come back with Sicko and all of your calls. Let's catch up, shall we? And while I go screen some calls, here's a tune that has been playing nonstop in my head. It's like one of those songs that I heard on the radio, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. So I finally just got the song and played the fuck out of it. And it still won't get out of my head, so I'm hoping to get it into your heads here tonight. We'll be right back.
I'm waking up, I'm feeling in my bones. Numb, don't make my sleep go.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh, yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back up in this for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Manic Monday. If you want to join me, I'm going to have... hang on a second here. My Twitter is fucking blowing up here. Anonymous Egg on Twitter. I will respond to your tweets. I like to make the show interactive. Anonymous Egg says, can we live tweet with you? Absolutely. You can tweet with me. I will probably, if you're listening, I'll just talk to you. I won't probably won't tweet you back, but I'll read your tweets on the air just like I did, and I'll answer your questions. Jester says, listening to Vince in the Bay on Blog Talk Radio. Glad to hear you back and okay, all things considered. Thank you, Jester. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that. That's cool. Jester, big ups. Thank you, XU Out, for tweeting the show. Who else do we have here? Non Sicko, thank you for tweeting the show. Nicole Powers, thank you for tweeting the show. Johnny No One Panic, thank you for tweeting the show. Crappy Airbags will be joining us shortly. He is on his way. Thank you for tweeting the show, Crappy Airbags. All right. So let's go to the phone lines now. It's open lines. We'll talk about anything and everything that's on your mind. I'm going to bring on a non-sicko now. What's up, sicko?
Hey, not much. What's going on, brother? How have you been?
I've been doing really good. I had a fantastic adventure in Northern California. Got out of the bay. It was crazy. It was great. It was.
You almost
it was
let
just...
us put that you were really in North Korea. I heard that.
What?
But you almost let it slip that you were really in North Korea.
Oh, right. Freudian slip almost happened there. Thanks. Yeah, you got me.
I know, you thought you covered it up, but I caught it.
Full disclosure, I am now broadcasting from Jakarta. Okay? I'm now Vincent Jakarta. All right? I was in North Korea. You're right. I did a special envoy mission there, and now I'm doing a gig in Jakarta, so I'm broadcasting from Jakarta. So Sicko, what have I missed? What's been going on, dude?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's the state of the internet. I really haven't been properly plugged back in for 2 weeks.
I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention either. I mean, listen, there's Bitcoin. It's worth like $4 billion now.
Yeah, Bitcoin is going up the charge. I'm trying to get, I think next week, maybe next Sunday, I'm going to try to do a show exclusively on Bitcoin. I'm trying to hustle up some, if anybody out there is listening is a big Bitcoin user, if you're mining Bitcoin, you have Bitcoin, you trade Bitcoin, you use it as currency, you use it as a commodity, whatever. If you're within my earshot and you're interested in joining a panel discussion about Bitcoin next Sunday, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, and we'll connect. I already have one person that I'm pretty sure is going to commit to it, a guy who's a big proponent of it, who's all for the Free State Project, which I talk about on here from time to time. So that should be fun. And I would love to get some people who are skeptical of Bitcoin. I'm kind of skeptical of Bitcoin. But It's interesting to see it.
Episode 2.
Yeah. I like everything. I'm cautiously pessimistic.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish I had gotten some Bitcoins, you know, back in 2 years ago or whatever when I first heard of them. But that being said, I don't see this huge spike like this ending well. I don't see how it can end well.
It's an extremely volatile currency, right? If you just look at it at its chart, it bounces all over the place. It jumps 10 to 20 points a day in either direction, wildly. So
yeah.
It's got a lot of volatility right now. I think once all the Bitcoins are out there, that's when it's going to start to stabilize. But then by then, there's going to be Bitcoin 2, Bitcoin 3, all the way up to Bitcoin over 9,000. 9,001, I mean.
Yeah.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Hello? Did I lose you, Sicko?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Okay. All right, dude. Let's bring some callers.
I'm trying to think of other stuff that's going on.
You know what? You know who should call in? It's Sheridan. Occupy Rebellion says you're not going to talk about what happens weeks ago and who the suspects are. No, I'm not going to talk about that on my show. No. I talked about it enough on Russell League Radio. I'm just back to have fun. Sue me.
The other stuff that's going on.
Thank you for tweeting. Wait a second. James Russell, a.k.a. Nick Knack, says, Vince, you need to self-mute for 2 minutes live on air for taking a tea bath. Did you learn that in North Korea? No, actually, it was suggested to me by somebody online. I got a lot of submissions on how to deal with poison oak, and I chose doing a chamomile tea bath with Epsom salt. It actually worked really great. Soaked for like 3 hours. Boom. 2 days gone.
That's pretty hippie-ish heavy, bro.
So, I'm in Northern California. Dude. You're in Northern California, dude. Get used to it.
Yeah. I tried to resist as much of the hippie as I can.
Right. What's a Bitcoin? Come on, give me a break. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Are you there?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I thought you were waiting on someone else. Hey, I actually wanted to call in because I didn't know if you heard about the industrial hemp bill that got passed through the Kentucky legislature just recently.
Please tell me about it.
All right. Well, basically, the state of Kentucky has finally, decided to, have hemp as an industrial, commodity, but also as a business to try and raise the state revenues. And of course they're, having problems with fighting, the DEA and the FBI and, all those other people. But I think that it's actually going to be a good thing, but I'm from Tennessee, but, I'm really, rooting for them. But this is actually something that I wanted to tell you. Senator Perry Clark, who's actually one of Kentucky senators, he actually signed off on the bill. And I found out, because I got in touch with one of the people who helped actually come up with the bill. He told me that Senator Clark was actually told that the governor's task force in Kentucky was given $2.5 million to help with the eradication of marijuana just in the east end of Kentucky. Like with Tennessee has a west end, a middle section, and then the east end. Yeah, it was just for the east end of Kentucky. It was $2.5 million, but they destroyed.
So you're in Kentucky.
No, I'm in Tennessee, but, you know, this is what's happening in Kentucky.
You're in Kentucky, and you're anywhere near Louisville. Congratulations, national champion.
Oh, no doubt. But, but basically what happened was with $2.5 million, here's what the fallout was. They destroyed 400,000 plants. 400 to 500 people were arrested, and the actual money prevented, they stopped this amount of money being made to actually help, you know, revenues for the state. They estimated $800 million.
That's a lot of points too.
Yeah, they spent $2.5 million to prevent $800 million being made. I mean, can you even imagine how much infrastructure and school programs and all kinds of other stuff, you know, healthcare and, you know, hospitals and, you know, how much stuff that money could actually be going towards to actually help. But instead, they're like, oh, no, we want to prevent $800 million from being made.
So I take it you don't like basketball.
Well, no, I mean, I like basketball fine. It's just not my particular cup of tea.
Did you watch the game tonight, though?
No.
Oh.
My parents do. They'll, you know, call me and say, oh, hey, so-and-so won. And it's like, oh, okay, good.
Well, hey, Paul, let me be the first to tell you. Louisville Cardinals, national champions. Big day for Rick Pitino. Big day for Rick Pitino. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. His son was named the coach for, I think, Minnesota? Big Ten school? Big 12? Big whatever the fuck it is now?
Big 77. Okay.
Dude, it's just pretty soon it's just going to be one big conference. It's just going to be the conference, the big conference. Everybody's in it. It's called the NCAA.
You're either going to be Division I, Division II, or Division III, and that's going to be the only difference.
It's like the SEC, bro. There's like 45 teams in the SEC.
Yeah, I know.
Like you be in the same conference as somebody and not play them in football for like 10 years.
Yeah, well, that's... A lot of the conferences got shuffled around over the last 2 years because money, and the University of Texas has their own fucking cable channel, and they didn't want to have to share any of the profits with any of the other Big 12 schools. So they were like, well, fuck it. And that's why I think it was A&M and TCU left. Just from there, everything, like, all kinds of schools moved around that year.
All right, let's take another call. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, sure. Caller. You're on there. Hello. Unscreened. Hello.
Hey, Vince. It's Becca. I have to call in because I have no computer.
Sweet. Becca, you sound like you barely have a voice.
No, I've got a growth on my thyroid that's pushing on my vocal cords. I got to get it removed. So... It makes me sound like this. I apologize. I know it's terrible.
Dick, we're in pain. To talk?
What's that?
Does it hurt to talk?
No, it doesn't hurt to talk. It hurts like just to swallow. It's like a growth on my thyroid. It's a tumor, but when it's on your thyroid, for some reason they call it a nodule. I don't know why. But it's pushing right on the side on my vocal cord, so it makes me sound like I'm losing my voice, but I'm not.
Well, they call it that because it sounds cooler.
They'll just go in and they're going to either remove it or they'll radiate my thyroid and kind of kill it, basically, so it won't grow anymore.
Wow.
So they haven't told me. It's not a big deal, really. It's not. It's not a big deal.
What else is up?
But...
What's up with? I haven't talked to you in a while. I've been out of the loop on the internet. Get me up to speed. What I missed in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, well, of course, there's always been lots of excitement and adventure. I think that you missed that after that little prank we pulled. I caused a little trouble with that. Got me in a little trouble. So I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but our dear friend that we were teasing got suspended. After we pulled our little prank, he pulled some pranks and he got in trouble for it, I guess. He got suspended. Everybody got suspended practically. Danny got suspended. Doxman got suspended. Doxman's backup got suspended. Dark Lord of Dox, I think, got suspended. I got suspended for a little while. MacFags got suspended, and I don't think she's getting her account back. So Twitter went on a rampage and just took everybody out.
That's crazy, man. Yeah,
yeah, they gave... They haven't even replied to Danny, I don't think, and they gave me my account back in, like, 12 hours. It doesn't make any sense. And, like, now, if you don't email them, like, now Twitter, like, changed their policy. So now if they send you an email, if you send them something and says, my account suspended, I'm not sure why, or please unsuspend my account, if you don't reply to the email that they send back to you now, like if you don't read through the whole thing and then reply to it and say, I've read the ticket, I understand, please unsuspend my account or whatever, then they'll just close the ticket on you and leave you suspended and then make you file a new ticket. So they changed the way, they changed their system up. So, like, if you get suspended now, as soon as they send you an email, you got to read it and then, like, reply to it and, you know, say that you read it and you understand and that you're replying and you still want your account unsuspended or whatever. So they changed the game up a little, too. I can't really get into details, but I had a lovely visit from a SWAT team myself last weekend. So that was an adventure.
Or you could just not get suspended.
What's that?
So you could just not get suspended, and then you don't have to worry about not ever getting your account back.
You can get suspended.
Well, I don't know what I did to get suspended. I haven't been. I've been. That account will be 4 years old in June. And I don't know what I did to get suspended. It's never been suspended. And they said I was talking to too many people, you know, too many at replies. I mean,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Suspended just by tweeting something.
Your page
like,
is dragging
back. Follow you. And you tweet them, they technically get you for an unsolicited tweet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's social media. How are you supposed to, you know, you're only supposed to get on here and talk to people you know? What if you don't know anybody? I mean, if you're harassing somebody, like, and you're sending them tweet after tweet after tweet, and, you know, they report you and they don't want to talk to you and you keep tweeting them. I mean, that's one thing. I understand that. But, I mean, how can if you're tweeting to strangers... I mean, that's how the hashtag game sort of works, is that you read other people's tweets with the same hashtag and then you tweet to them. I mean, that's how most people on Twitter originally, like, got all their followers and things like that. And that's how it started. I mean, you followed a hashtag and then you, you know, if you liked somebody's tweet, you know, you could see everybody tweeting in the hashtag, you know, people didn't get blocked for spam or whatever. If you saw people tweeting funny stuff in the hashtag that you were following, you followed them and tweeted to them. I mean, that's how it worked. That's how you started conversations. I mean, now it's different. People, you know, bring their contacts in from their email or bring them in from Facebook or something like that. But when Twitter first started, it was the hashtags that helped you find followers or people to follow. So, you know, now that's against the rules, since no talking. This is Twitter, no talking.
Yeah. How dare we tweet? I'm telling you, man, subtweet. You're only going to be able to, no. From at a certain point, like, yeah, it'll just be, everything will be subtweets. It'll be illegal to even, like, hashtag something.
Well, if you hashtag enough things, they'll flag you for spam and they mute your account. And, like, you won't show up. I couldn't figure out why DBZ Napa wouldn't tweet to me when I would say over 9,000. I couldn't figure out why. And finally I went and I looked through and I, you know, sent a report to Twitter and I was like, you know, when I search for my tweets, people that tweet to me come up, but none of my tweets show up in a search. And they said, oh, your account got flagged for spam for abusive hashtags. We've unflagged your account, but if you abuse hashtags in the future, we'll flag it again.
Yeah.
So I'm a hashtag abuser.
On Twitter, so much drama.
I know.
Almost, I'm so tempted to these people that, you know, they'll have, whatever, 2,000 followers, and they just decide they're only going to follow, like, three people. Almost, and it meant list stuff for everybody to follow. Oh, son of a
I think Shadow DXS does that. I think he has, like, 2,000 followers. He follows, like, three people. He refuses to follow anyone.
Don't even get on Shadow. Totally butt raised. I tried following him. He kept, unfollowing me. He made me unfollow him. Like, he'd block me for a sec, so it would unfollow, and then he'd unblock me. So for some reason, he does to follow him, block me. You know?
I don't know what that's about. He's picky about his Twitter account.
Yeah. Sicko, I want to apologize. I wasn't trying to troll you on that on your tiny chat. I was just trying to add some humor. And I don't know, maybe Shadow was listening and heard that and got him all butt mad from that. But whatever. Hey,
what did you say?
Oh, I was. They were doing their We the People 2013 tiny chat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I suggested, and they were coming up with names, and this one guy was just like, "Yeah, we should be the big tent party, bro. Yeah, we're just big tent, huge tent. Like, yeah, let's go with that. Let's big tent. Let's just we'll have gatherings, you know, in just huge tent barbecue." And now we do a teaser with the Shadow DJ, and you know, just like hamming down
you're
on some
cutting it out.
Am I Patriot Gregging? Son of a bitch! It might be the bronies. They're coming after me again. Anyways, am I still Patriot Gregging?
Yeah, no. I mean,
Patriot Greg.
Son of a bitch. You're going to have to take over talking then. You guys.
See, I miss all this good stuff. I'm missing all the good stuff. I don't have.
Patriot Greg.
Computers.
You don't have to. Oh, it's better off that way. It's way better off that way. Seriously. I didn't bring my computer with me. I went up to California for Redwoods. And I left my computer. Hey, I just brought my mini iPhone, and that's it.
Well, I saw your pictures of tree knurls or whatever they are, and tea baths, and your poison oak.
Yeah.
It looked like an adventure of sorts.
I went on a nature hike, and I got kind of excited. And I climbed up on one of these fallen tree trunks.
Yeah.
A good, like an optimal, you know, to get a nice little wide angle shot-ish thing. You know, I was trying to be all artsy. I was getting into it. And so I go up on this tree trunk, and as I'm like sitting there, I lose my balance and slip and just totally do the splits and land right on my crotch, you know, and then I start slipping because it's like covered with moss. I start slipping and like I'm trying to hang on to the branch, but it's all slimy. And I finally like just let go and fall down beneath the branch. And there's like still like some brush underneath that. And I scraped up my leg. One of my legs I totally like bruised and scraped really bad. The other one I must have brushed up against some poison oak because it was just gnarly. It just freaking attacked the back of my leg. So, yeah, so I just soaked my leg. Tea bath for a couple of days.
I saw that. I got poison oak once and I had to do, I think I tweeted you this, I had to do that steroid pack. It wasn't going away on its own. There was no way. It was like purple and it was like this huge patch on my leg. It itched so bad. It was bleeding. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
I went to the dermatologist, and he was like, no, no. So I didn't bathe in tea or any of that. I didn't do any of that. I took steroids and put some cream on it that he gave me. It was gone in like 5 days. But it was scary looking. I didn't know what it was. I had poison ivy once, and when I got that, it covered my entire body from head to toe. I was covered. But this just stayed in like one little spot on my ankle.
Yeah. I've had poison oak way worse than this, dude. I had it over my entire body. I had it over my penis. It was disgusting. I had like elephantitis. Horrible.
Vince, we can't hear anything you're saying.
It doesn't matter.
He had poison oak on his penis. That's about all I gathered.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
So yeah, I got it one time all over my body and partly on my pecker. And it was like the penis.
I don't even want to ask questions because it'll just get bad.
Yeah, Spyko shows up and I start, okay, Spyko, are you going to start scrolling? Is that what you're going to start doing right now? Hammer down.
Oh, Vince, you know you missed it. You love when Spyko scrolls.
Yeah. I miss Spyko. I do. Spyko is a trip, that's for sure. The last time he called into the show, he called me from like four different phone lines. I went through the, because, you know, I'll screen calls while other people are talking. And I went and screened calls in a row, and they were all Spyko.
He's just happy to see you.
He's funny. He keeps, he makes me LOL. On the inside.
On the inside.
Got a caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, this is Spyko. What's up?
Yeah, and on cue, it's Spyko.
Yeah. Awesome. Which number am I calling from? The 832 or which one?
The 281. The 281.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I forget sometimes.
It's all good. You're here. That's all that matters. You're on with Sicko and Becca. And what's been going on, bro? I'm trying to get people to fill me in. Apparently, a bunch of people got banned. Did you cancel?
You're fading out.
Yeah, a little bit, Vince.
Vince, you there?
Yeah.
No, Vince isn't there.
Well, what was the question?
What was the drama while Vince was gone from Twitter on his nature walk?
Yes,
nature walk on his hippie vacation.
Right.
I'm glad you're back, Vince. For real, it's been a little boring, but it's also been very chaotic. I don't know. Right when you left, everybody got suspended. All right, I don't know what happened. The fucking yin yang, the flow, it just got fucked up.
That's true. Spyko, are you there?
Yeah.
I can hear both of you guys fine. I just can't tell if you can hear me.
Well, we can hear you.
Yeah.
No, we can't. No, we can't hear you, Vince.
What?
What? Is he talking? I can't hear Vince. Is he talking?
Stop. The trolling begins.
Hey, shit, Greg.
Vince,
it's got about 30 minutes. That's all you get, Vince. You get 30 minutes. Free from trolling. Now it begins in full.
347-826-7667 is the number. So, Spyko, I wanted to know, did you get suspended at all? Did any of you or any of your socks get harmed during?
Not me or any of my managed accounts for my various, clients, as in people, have been suspended.
That's odd.
We didn't assume your clients were horses, bro.
They got suspended except for Spyco and all his sock puppets.
That's suspicious. All right.
Okay.
Don't be pointing fucking fingers, man. You need to get some hard facts.
I just stated a fact. That's it. That's all I did.
Not even the Wrestle League Hall of Fame account got suspended, which Oops. I made for Wrestle League.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now my throat's starting to get dry.
Hey, Vince, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Vince, you just hosted, or no, I don't know if it was Wrestle League Radio Live or if it was your show, but just had a show the other day about a secret way of being able to suspend an account instantly.
Right.
Didn't you break that?
No, they brought Brooke Spain on
Okay, whose show was it on that broke it?
That was.
Might have been. Was it Wrestle League?
They were talking about on Wrestle League.
But you can find that on the trenches.
Yeah,
right. That article that
I was wondering because you were
Brooke
in the
wrote?
Debate too after.
Huh? What?
But
the article that Brooks wrote about how the Twitter gulag works is on the trenches.
Yeah. Yeah. That,
you
that
can
was,
find it there, and it explains like exactly how they do it.
Well, Wrestle League wouldn't be, because, you know, Meep Kitty Fuck, she came on. She's been suspended. I mean, wouldn't it?
She got her fucking account back.
Wouldn't Wrestle League be using the powers? You know what I'm saying?
By the way, Soul Butter got 2 minutes.
Well, I wonder now if how long ago they changed how they deal with suspensions. Because if Danny didn't write, like if Danny didn't read their email, if he just got the follow back support ticket email that you always get, but he didn't read it because I never read them before. If he didn't follow up on that, they just would have closed out his ticket. They wouldn't have notified him either. They just would have closed out his ticket. If he got any, I don't know if I think Meep said he didn't get any emails at all. But I got the one where as soon as you file your report and they instantly email you back and say, oh, thank you, we've got your ticket.
Yeah.
That when they email me back with that one, that's the new one. The new one that emails you back says, if you don't reply to this ticket, so they basically make you file twice. If it says, if you don't reply to this ticket, we will close your ticket, we won't notify you, and we will leave your account suspended. You must reply to this ticket and let us know that you've read the rules and you understand. So you actually have to file, in essence, two tickets to get unsuspended. So if Danny got that first like automatic email back from them that just says we received your ticket, but he didn't read it all the way through, and they did their new email thing that they're doing now, they would have just closed his ticket and never told him. So he may still be able to get his account back unless they told him he wasn't getting it back.
I've actually had multiple tickets closed on me before. And to get around that, basically, all I did was I went aspier and aspier. Just keep going more retard. Make them think you're disabled. All right? They will feel guilty. They'll go, oh, my God, I'm sorry. You know, say, you now understand that there are rules and regulations on the internet for your service. I did not understand that fucking, you know, type with ADHD, you know, speak like I speak right now, just rambling and shit, but, you know, type it out and shit. Paragraphs, make them all lumpy, like, you know, all fucked up, and then they will legitimately restore your account within about, I don't know, I'd say 5 hours. That's the usual whenever I do recover any of my
You know what I usually do? I just say, I'm really sorry. Please unsuspend my account. Thank you.
Well, yeah, no, I try that first. But, you know, whenever they go hard, then I gotta fucking go aspie and then aspier. Yeah.
I'm sure they love that.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure they love that. I wonder if DocSpin is going to get his account back.
Oh, I doubt that, right? Like, they must know who DocSpin is by now. Like, how do we deal with this liability? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I slurred his name, sir. I did not say it.
His real name?
I was reading Danny in the chat room. Don't say it
his
again.
His real name or the Natcash name?
His name has been said twice. Don't say it again. You will summon him. Danny Dantalian.
What do I say it in the mirror and then turn around three times and I'll post my SSN again?
Absolutely. All right. It'll generate a new one. All right. Like as if you went down to the records and whatnot and got a new social because it was stolen already. And then they'll redox you. Yeah. Double social dox. Oh, my God. It's fucking
That's
ridiculous.
So screwed.
Yeah. But Vince, hold up. I had a memory recall. This is a very rare thing that happens. But I just remembered a couple days ago, I did have an account that got suspended. So it was a quick recovery, though. It was just one of the, you're suspended, click, yes, I understand. And then yes to whatever. And I sent it off, and that's it.
I don't think they do the captchas anymore. Because, well, I don't know. Because my Becca's account with the 43, that account's never been suspended in 4 years. And when they suspended me for too many at replies, they didn't let me do the CAPTCHA thing. They suspended me flat out, no CAPTCHA. And then my backup account got suspended for aggressive following, and that got immediately suspended, no CAPTCHA. So I think they
Welcome
took that
to
away.
Welcome Becca and Spyco in the Bay. We've taken over the channel.
Hey, how you guys?
If you want me to try
Spyco
my hardest.
Spyco and I are the ones that have all the socks. I mean,
right?
between me and Spyco, we have almost as many as Jason Wade Taylor.
I can't.
But we can't keep up with him.
Shut up.
Hey, nigga, for real, you weren't talking straight up. You were not talking. You don't even know that I told you that I recalled being suspended earlier. I was like, never mind, my bad. I was suspended a couple of days ago. But it was a light suspension where you click, yes, I understand. Yes, this, send.
Yeah.
And you filled out the CAPTCHA or whatever?
I guess there was a CAPTCHA. I don't fucking remember. Fuck it.
Because they... When they suspended both, well, they suspended my account, and then when I made a new one, and they suspended that one, they didn't let me fill out a CAPTCHA on either one of those for stuff they usually let me fill out a CAPTCHA for.
CAPTCHA. Okay, you're saying it capture, you're saying CAPTCHAN, and you said CAPTCHA.
CAPTCHA.
C-A-P-T-C-H-A.
Yeah,
I know how it's spelled, but you know how it's said. That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
I can say it. I apologize for my voice. I know it's irritating.
No, man, it's all good. My voice is fucked all the time too.
A little bit. Once you start going,
won't stop.
What?
I just keep going, Vince in the brain.
That ADHD.
All day, every day, shit. But,
Six, seven, the number, here, Beckus, and Spyco, and Sicko.
No idea what you just said, Vince. I think you read the number out loud, but I'm not entirely sure.
Hey, Patriot, Greg.
Son of a bitch.
Patriot.
A little bit.
Six.
Say what? No, don't say
it.
I was going to tell you to go in the mirror, but I don't
murder,
think that's
murder,
a good idea.
Jesus. Aw, yeah. Danny, know what I'm talking about right there, son. 666, murder, Jesus. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Joe, what's up?
Hey, Sicko, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I put them in the green room.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to be.
Hello, how you always end up putting everybody in the green room except for me.
Really? Oh, come on. I've had to have green room at some point.
I mean, you green room me every once in a while, but very rarely compared to some other people who come on the show. Some other people, the green room rate is pretty high.
Yeah. I can't get a word in with those two. They take over.
Yeah.
Not only do they not stop talking, they ignore me when I talk.
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty high. I kind of zoned out. I was tweeting. Everybody's arguing about masks and anarchists and shit like that on Twitter right now.
I disagree with me.
What was that speech Patriot Greg?
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That might be the reason why you couldn't get a word in. They may not have been able to hear you.
Yeah.
It's good to have you back, man. Internet radio just the same without you around.
It's good to know that I missed. It's good to know I'm appreciated. Danny, how's Danny? You're getting very close. A lot of these people are getting close to getting 2 minutes for scrolling. It's almost scrolling. All right, let's see who this. I think this might be Shadow DXS. What's up, Shadow?
What up, motherfucker?
Why don't you want me to follow you on Twitter? What's up with that?
Because you cried the last time you followed me and started bitching up the storm that I was being mean to you.
Hold on.
Hello?
I don't recall that.
You don't recall that? My fat ass.
No, I don't. But
you,
I think
you made such a big hissy fit, you even temporarily blocked me for like fucking 3 days.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I think I have Spyko blocked right now. I should unblock him. That wasn't meant to be a long-term thing.
Spyko and his fucking 2,000 and a half fucking sock army get steady blocked on a constant basis.
There you go.
So, Vince, I just wanted to say that congratulations for having a resurrected dead fat fuck on your show. That's impressive.
What are you talking about? Who's that?
Remember I committed suicide?
No, I missed that part. I've been off the internet for a couple weeks. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard you were fucking a tree or something like that. What
a picture of
me
fingered a tree. I fingered a tree.
Oh, you fingered a tree?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever told you this story or not, but once I got pretty fucked up on tequila, I had a power drill, and I actually fucked a tree.
I believe it.
This is the last time I ever touched tequila.
Dude, I don't blame you. I hardly drink at all anymore. I just don't need it anymore.
I got my marijuana. I'm straight.
Yeah.
What up, Seco?
Yeah,
not much. I'm really stoned. Like, I need to quit paying attention to my computer while I'm on this show right now.
You're multitasking. It's cool, man. You come in at the right time. It doesn't matter. So has Becca's figure and Spyko figured out yet that they're in the green room? Does anybody know?
Oh, wait. Hold up. Becca's here? Fuck this shit. I ain't talking to that bitch.
You want to go in the green room with them?
No. I will turn gay before that happens.
All right.
You're Patriot Gregging.
All right, fuck this. I'm going to try to figure out my technical difficulties, screen some calls, and be right back, motherfuckers.
DJ.
Yeah. the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a un bel corso.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Aw, yeah. What up, Vince in the Bay back with you. Time for hour number two of the program. I have Sicko with me on the line. What's up, Sicko? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm writing on Twitter about violent Occupy protests.
What about them?
Hey, I mean, it's just a lot of people talking. And I'm just saying my piece real quick on Twitter.
Okay. We also have with us the lovely Beckus. Beckus, are you with us still?
Hey, Vince. Yep, hey. I'm still here.
Okay, and we also have with us Spyco. Spyco is here.
Oh,
we're
going to
have a feedback party. a little feedback party there. Thank you. Okay. We also have Shadow DXS.
Hey, Daddy.
Shadow.
Mm-hmm. What up, bitch?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot.
We were just talking about your unwillingness to follow multiple Twitter users.
Oh, God. Y'all are still crying about that bullshit. I follow 8 people now. What more do you want from me?
Ten. Just add 2 more, Beckus and me. That's it. Even 10.
No, I don't want to follow you, and I don't damn sure don't want to follow Becca.
All the more reason to follow us.
Exactly.
Why? I stand nothing to gain besides fucking lobotomy to the fucking nugget from following you motherfuckers.
Follow right. Some of my account.
All right, we're getting a major feedback.
I bring drama in Lincoln.
Okay. Spyco gets 2 minutes for doing some reverb action on his line. I got more callers. I have more callers that want to talk. Let me bring on some people. Somebody has been on hold for a while. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, hey, Vince. It's just plus one.
Plus one.
Oh. Yeah, what up, Debbie's? I mean, plus one.
What's going on? Welcome back to the States. How long have you been back?
I've been back for about 3 weeks. I went to India. It was disgusting and filthy and horrible. And I used to be sort of a radical activist, but now I love my country. And I'm just so glad to be home.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. What part of India did you go to?
I was in Bangalore, the technology capital, and also the capital of rivers of burning garbage.
I thought Hyderabad was one of the tech capitals.
Bangalore's got fucking Google and all that stuff.
Well, they're all in Hyderabad too.
Hey Vince, I heard a rumor that you got that poison oak all over your cock, and you're permanently disabled.
I heard that too.
No.
Are you sure? I saw these pictures.
There are no pictures of that, no.
Uh-huh.
Are you sure you didn't take some pictures one night in your little plastic shed?
No, I didn't. And I'm not in the plastic shed right now. I'm broadcasting from Jakarta. That's why I was wondering if you were still in India. You know, I could have easily connected with you, but you're already back in the States.
Fuck India. No one should ever go there.
Yeah. Sound pretty bitter.
I want to see it on a bumper sticker.
All the people that I've met from India are really nice people. Very, very sweet, very thoughtful, very caring, very...
You know what India needs? India needs a shitload of Mexicans to go over there and clean the fuck out of that place. Because
damn! India
so
turned
crazy.
You into a fucking Republican!
That's actually not a bad idea, probably.
No, we need to send more hippies to India.
Hey Vince, when
up?
You got your poison oak, did it like swell up and pus, or did it just kind of get red and itch?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, is it still pussy?
No, it's not. It's not. It has pretty much all dried up.
Dehydrated nuts.
Is it crusty?
That's what she said. I had to do my own. That's what she said. That sucks. It's all dried up. Never mind. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have another couple of callers I want to bring on. We're going to now be joined by Constantine, an old friend of the show. What's up, Constantine?
Hey, how's it going, man? How's life?
Life is precious, and I am enjoying every moment of it. How's life with you?
In a world known as BTR, nobody is actually as pretty as their avatar, but I am. Back to you, Vince. But anyway, hey, it's good to see you, man. It's good to hear from you, man. It's been a long time, man. I mean, you got balls of steel, man. How long have you been on BTR?
I want to say going on 4 years.
You the man. What can I say? What's the secret to your success? What would you say?
Various trips to the Redwoods from time to time help cleanse the soul, give me new perspective, and it's able to guide me through the torture of late night blog talk radio. Usually for a couple of months, you know, six to 9 months, I'll do the show, and then I'll get burnt out and I'll stop for a long time, and then I'll come back to it. It's been like that. It's been kind of like seasons almost, you know?
Mm-hmm. So tell me the truth, man, because I've heard this from a couple of people that are real long time, real veterans of BTR. No bullshit. You really are. You got a great voice, and your show's interesting, you know? It's like a lot of them said they don't read the chat rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Are you saying people should not read my chat room?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just they don't pay attention to some of the people in it, you know, the trolls and everything like that. I mean, you got to kind of have...
Dude, my chat room is a total abortion. I'm not even in it right now.
Abortion?
I love Vince's chat. Vince, I miss your chat. I love it. Mm-hmm. I do.
How many people do you think in that troll BTR shows, what would you say the age range? Would you say the majority of them? This is my opinion, my suspicion, that they're over 40, the majority of them. What do you think?
No. It's been my experience that they've been, they're younger. You know, way more of them are young. At least the ones that have come after me, they're all younger. For the most part. There's some old timers, no doubt about it. But the volume of trolls I get for the most part are predominantly, you know, 20s, late 20s, early 30s ish. I want to say mid 20s maybe. I don't know.
Well, that's the other theory I've heard is the young ones go in the chat rooms and the older trolls call in. What do you think about that?
Fucking retarded.
You might have a case for that. I don't know. I don't know. I get older callers. Yes, I get older callers.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Some of the people on Blog Talk Radio, I mean, you know, they sound like, you know, they're 20s, maybe 30s. I'm like, you're 50 what? I mean, it just blows me away, you know. I don't know. It surprises me. What surprises you about Blog Talk? What's the most surprising thing you found out about Blog Talk hosts? Not saying the name of specifically on your show, but, you know, because you wouldn't want to break the rules or anything. But what's the most surprising thing you found out about Blog Talk host?
I think the most surprising thing for me that I've gotten out of Blog Talk Radio is I'll say the host by the name. I don't give a fuck. The dude, Ghost, you know Ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah. Ghost has been dormant. His account has been dormant for 2 years now, or going on 2 years, I think. He's rage quit a couple of times, but I never thought I would appreciate him, and I never thought I was really a capitalist until I started listening to his show. And He definitely sort of awoken some and challenged something in me politically and also humor wise. The guy, you want to talk about somebody dealing with trolls? That guy was an inspiration. You know, he would have 500 to 1,000 BTards going nuts in the chat room every single day. And he's trying, you know, just seeing him endure that and try to continue his message despite all of that, the nonsense, was very inspiring. And he kind of lit a fire under me. He inspired me a lot. Mm-hmm. So I think Ghost was the biggest surprise for me, because when I first heard Ghost, I thought he was kind of a jackass and was sort of a one-trick pony. But then I listened to him and heard his, you know, and really got into the subtleties and really learned to appreciate him. So I didn't think I'd end up being inspired by him, but I was.
Well, you know, you got to respect anybody that sits there and takes the kind of abuse that they do. Believe it or not, I actually had a number one show in a category for a while on BTR, but I just couldn't handle all the personal attacks and everything like that. I moved on, you know, to voice.
Don't even get me started on personal attacks, dude. To me, that comes with the territory. it comes with the territory, but to a certain point, it just gets ridiculous, and you have to just put it down and go. Mm-hmm. Put the internet down, step away from the internet, walk away from the internet. It'll be there when you come back.
How do you walk away from the internet?
But you have to love it, though, right?
Find your oneness with nature.
Yeah.
I'm not wiping my ass with poison ivy to get away from the internet. You are out of your damn mind.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
She must love it to be, keep coming back to it. I mean,
of course.
There's too many BTR hosts that I know that make, you know, enough money to pay rent or something like that. Hardly. I mean, it's not many. I wouldn't think. You know, you gotta love it, man. I mean, do you love it? Are you an attention whore? I'm not blaming you or anything. I'm curious, man. You got a great voice, man. I think you could make most radio stations anywhere across the country.
Likewise,
Vincent the Bay gets syndicated.
Yeah, likewise, Constantine. You know, I've heard your shows in the past. You've got a fantastic voice. I can't see why you couldn't be a disc jockey at any radio station either. I like this format because I can say whatever the hell I want. You know, I don't get, for the most part, I don't get censored. Unless somebody reports my show for terms of service or DDoS the entire website while I'm broadcasting. Stuff like that.
God, if you're doing something really bad, if you're getting
screwed on, you know, I've pretty much had it all thrown at me.
You're fucking moving furniture right now. Stop it.
Yeah, could somebody, like, settle down back there? Just simmer down for a second? Thank you.
I'm trying to build a spaceship.
Is that Sicko? You're trying to build something? What?
I'm trying to build a spaceship.
Sicko, you want crack?
No, he's just on some really good weed, I think.
Could you please build a spaceship instead of moral fagging all over Twitter at this hour?
Yeah,
tonight?
Seriously.
This is time for late night Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say. Thank you. Thank you for bringing up that plus one. Yeah, the moral fagging is getting really ridiculous at this point, Sicko.
Everybody, please stop giving a fuck.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is my moral fagging getting annoying?
Yes.
Actually, yeah.
Follow
we need
down,
more lulls. We need more lulls.
So what would your advice be to somebody that wanted to be a BTR host that, you know, really wants to be successful?
Gargle penis.
Ask more interesting questions.
Get a better hobby.
Get a better hobby. Seriously, Vince. What would you say?
I'm serious. What?
Persistence.
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Just don't do it. Trust me.
Good advice.
Trust me. Your life will be better without it. Do a podcast. I like Podbean. Mm-hmm.
Daddy, Daddy the Italian says you have to be a nigger. Mm-hmm. That's the qualification.
Yeah, but seriously, I owe it to Blog Talk. I mean, it's really what broke me out and got me some real, you know, real terrestrial radio type of work. You know, it gave me some bits and some clips to give to people, and it's really where I got started off, man. You know, and it's good for somebody just starting out. You know, don't go to a radio station, go to BTR and see if you actually got the chops to handle it for a while. You know,
that's what I think. That makes a whole lot of sense. It's better to, you could, instead of going and doing an intern at a radio station, just do it, have your own BTR show for a year and tell them, hey, you can check out my archive of work here, my highlights. You know?
Or you could do the American thing and go be an intern at a radio station.
Yeah, you can do all of the above. I know people that do all of the above. You know, this is another form, really, of social networking, more so than a talk radio show. And I kind of treat it like that. And for better or for worse, it turns out to be a hangout show. But from time to time, I'll get a special guest, or I'll have a hot topic with a guest that I'll talk about. But tonight was just about opening up the line. I haven't been on in like 2 weeks, so tonight was just about opening up the lines and seeing what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, anyway,
yeah.
Matt, you know, I mean, I know it's your show and everything. It's just, yeah. I've always wanted to ask you that, so I just thought I would.
No, right on.
No, I've never thought about doing that, though. That's an interesting concept. If your goal is to try to get into radio.
If you really want to be in real radio, and this, if you really want to be in real radio, there's a couple of things you're going to have to accept. Number one, if you don't sound like me, you're going to have to have good content. And even if you do sound like me, you're going to have good content. So you might as well get good content.
Stop saying content. Fired six, seven, eight, nine times.
You know, that's just the way it goes. You know.
If you're interesting enough on the radio,
you're going to say something wrong and get fired. If you're not interesting enough to say something wrong and get fired, you're going to get fired. You're boring. It's a paradox.
Somebody's breathing very heavily. Is somebody touching themselves?
I'm outside. I'm letting my dog out. I think it might be the wind.
Oh,
sorry, it's mostly blocked. I'm not fapping, I promise. I will later.
What
song
are you going to do again? It's kind of turning me on, though, the heavy breathing. I'm sorry. I'm
hey, baby.
See, that's not me. That's somebody else.
It sounds like a bunch of ass fucking mad.
Benny,
I think
that
might be
fun. It's getting all hot and heavy now. This is...
This is the asthma prevention line.
Take me to the green room, Vince.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Not the porno music.
That's right. plus one. We'll have plenty of time. We'll fool around in the green room. Just like a kiss in there. We'll do a three-way.
Vince, I want to lick your poison oak. I want to lick your poison oak.
Okay.
There's little like dangly pieces that kind of like offshoot from the main thing, and they get real juicy with pus. Would you want to like pop one of those for me?
Okay. Need a gentle tongue running over.
What? Oh God! All right. Anyway, we got
dangerous territory.
Yeah, we have Spyko back on. Spyko, are you there? Spyko? okay. It's not Spyko. I think this is Spyko. Spyko, are you there?
Bear Force One. Oh, yeah, what's up, dude?
What's Spyko?
Nothing. I'm just hanging out.
Hey,
with...
man, why haven't you taken any of my other calls? And he said 2 minutes. Also, my my Gmail just got suspended, asshole. I know it was you. Fucking straight up. Hold up. Let me read this. To keep our system healthy. Come on, give me a clear line here. To keep our systems healthy, Google has temporarily disabled your account. To keep our systems healthy. Thank you.
Healthy. You are a virus.
I am a fucking...
You
made
Google unhealthy?
I'm a parasite.
In the world,
I fucking go in there, and I stay, and I grow off of you. I fucking grow. When you grow, I grow. Vince. When you grow, I fucking grow, Vince.
I'm scared. Somebody hold me, please.
No, Vince. I need you to unblock me on Twitter. Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to do that. I was talking about that earlier. Yeah.
Cool. I'll follow you. We'll do this together.
Live on the
internet.
Right, Ronnie. Live on the internet. We're going to unblock each other.
Oh, he's already
I used to have a large game tucked in a corner and lost him, so, you know.
No, it's still blocked. Damn it. You trolled me. Fucking God.
No, hang on. I'm trying to find you, dude.
I'll fight you, dog. Twitter.com/SPYC0. Go ahead. Call at your boy. I can tweet at you if you want me to, because I got a few accounts.
I found you. You're unblocked. And you're
fine. All right. Well, let's see. Follow. Oh, it went through. All right. Nice. Vince in the Bay for life. Call at your boy.
All right, with that.
Okay,
yeah,
but can I say one thing real quick, and then I'll mute myself.
Absolutely, yes.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole. Hell yeah, nigga.
Ole.
Cheer. All right, I'm done. Self-muting now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's best to ask the retard of his today.
Nigga, what?
So this is not a
sway.
We need total concentration.
Oh, I'm concentrating, nigga. I got full concentration. Shit. Oh, lay. All right, Ben.
High five!
What's the topic of the show, really?
The topic tonight is abortion. Should
no, Maniac Monday. What did you expect, Vince? When you name it Maniac Monday, you're gonna get some
manic.
Maniac.
No, it's Manic Monday. That's Manic.
Fuck me.
On the show,
which is why I called, of course.
Even though
I took my lithium.
One. That's pretty much.
Hold on. Did this bitch just say I took my lithium?
I took my lithium.
Who the fuck is Wash?
I've been taking it for like a year and a half, and you
don't
call me.
Chat room.
Right?
I'm speaking to you, chat room. Okay,
even when everybody's quiet and they pay attention to Spyco, no one's still paying attention to Spyco.
You know what?
Aww.
This poor bastard.
Fucking, I run it.
You know what?
Matter.
You know what?
You'll never mount to me, Shadow. Is it Shadow?
I love you, Spyco.
You'll never mount to me,
my
though,
bro.
Even though you literally amount to three or four.
Okay,
or
that's time out. That's time out. Spyco, 2 minutes for saying the word literally. 2 minutes.
You know, the thing that makes Spyco so sexy are all of his socks. I mean, if you're into gangbangs on the internet, Spyco and Spyco and Spyco and Spyco and Spyco are definitely the place to go.
Incorporated. Yeah, take another hit, bro. I just want to hear Beckus breathe heavily for the next 30 minutes.
I can do that.
Oh, and plus one, too. Just breathe heavy for the next 30 minutes. I'd be good.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus.
Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
At this point, you might as well just go ahead and stick your hand down your pants. I mean, come on.
Oh, who says I haven't? Who says I haven't already?
I wasn't talking to you, Vunch.
Oh.
Talking to the females.
My bad.
He's not fapping. He's just itching this poison oak.
Yeah, I'm only going to fap when Spyco talks.
Yeah, one more song. Yeah, one more song. Here we go. Come on, everybody. This is what you guys were singing earlier, right?
Yeah, I
can
hear.
What is that?
Come on, Emma. This is what they're saying all day.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
No.
El hombre.
All right. Vince of the Bay here. 30 minutes to go. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm having a fantastical time tonight. Back on the air on Blog Talk Radio. I got Sicko, Beckus, Shadow, Plus One, Constantine, and a bunch of Spyco calls. But this here's a caller, block number unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Vance, I report you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. Once again, I'm hanging out with Constantine, Plus One, Shadow, Beckus, and Sicko. If you want to call in, we'll take anybody and everybody. Oh, and off of timeout, we have Spyco. What's up, Spyco?
Oh, it's your boy, Spyco. Twitter, you know, whatever. What the fuck's IRC? Reaper Sec IRC. Hit me up. Holla at your boy.
Yeah.
Email me. Oh, wait. Vince just got that suspended. You cannot email me. You cannot G-talk me. You can't G-talk me. You know.
I mean, you're not gangster no more?
God, he took away my power, man. Damn it. Just stressed me out, all right. Did we go green room? If you fucking green roomed us, this is a fucking, this is, a, oh, God.
So, Spyco, what do you like to do to relieve your stress?
To relieve my stress? Right there, eh? Straight to the fucking point.
She does. She can be an aggressive.
I mean, we were in green room. All right.
Aggressive. No, she can be an aggressive questioner when she wants to be. Watch out.
Yeah. Did you get me on
she
any of the lines talking?
Huh?
Sorry if you got me on any of the lines talking. I have them muted.
You didn't answer my question.
Okay, to relieve stress. Wow. I don't know, man. You can jerk off. You can fucking be an internet warrior, all right? You can fucking just go out into the woods for a while. You know, Vince and the Bay knows what I'm talking about. Take pictures of trees and shit.
Anon Kitsu tweeted me like 10 minutes ago, I'm calling you, pick up, fool. Dude, call back in. I didn't see your call. You know what? It probably got lost in the shuffle of all of
Spyco.
Yeah.
Welcome. You've got me. All right. Sorry. I'm done. I'm a self-mute. But you know, I'll be back.
Right on. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay back on the air tonight for a random comeback show. It's in 2 weeks. My poison oak has cleared up. I'm fucking stoked to be back on BTR. I'm glad I have my compadres here tonight. Out of the woodwork, Constantine, as well as plus one. So
yeah.
Did you cut your trip short to India, or were you already planning on having a short trip as it was?
No, I was supposed to be there for 2 years. I was working for a software company, but I decided that I hated it, so I quit my job, changed my ticket, and came home.
Wow.
Damn, like a boss. You just said, fuck it.
I don't
exactly.
Agree.
I said,
it's a friend of my country. It was a friend of her love for me. She loved the word this man. She loved this man come from her. And she said, no, I can't love you anymore. You cannot do those things to me. Your voice, they make me so hot. It will give me heart attack and I must go now.
I will say I was really popular in India. I changed my OK Cupid over to India, and I was getting 50 or 60 messages a day. So I could have, like, eaten and lived for free or gotten sold into white slavery. All those things could have happened.
Fuck yeah. Plus, they all look the same, man. Like, when you switched over to India and Occupy Cupid or whatever, OK Cupid, Occupy, goddamn. And you see a whole bunch of brown people listed. Like, how do you sort them out? How do you sort out all these brown people?
Well, I have a special Twitter account where I just tweet what people tell me on OkCupid. And so I just, you know, I go by the most interesting messages. I'm not about all the looks, Spyco. I'm more about what people say and how interesting they are on
right.
the internet.
Well, what about in person in India? Did you put name tags on each Indian person you met? Because, I mean, they're brown. Let's be honest.
No, they all look the same.
Yeah, they got that wicked mustache. You know, that wicked mustache, that dark ass thick hair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't learn any names.
I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Wrong Indian, sorry. Back to you.
Okie dokie. 347-866-7667 is the number. I think I have some more callers here. I don't know. CNY Rebel, is that you?
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Welcome back to BTR, my friend.
Absolutely. Welcome back, Vince.
It's great to be here.
It's good to have him back, you know. And congratulations. Congratulations on your induction into the Russell League Hall of Fame. I'm very...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Hello? CMI Rebel, you got cut off there. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you. Yeah.
Good.
Do you want to borrow one of my
CNY Rebel? I don't know. I don't know what happened. He just dropped off. But I appreciate that. It was great to get inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I had a lot of fun on that show. It was great. It's awesome. I'm very honored to be included with that class, that Hall of Fame induction class. I was honored to be inducted with those people.
Hey, Vince, have you considered doing a good show with, like, a topic in the future?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. My next show is going to be on Bitcoin in, like, 2 weeks.
When the U.S. Currency value
what do you think
transfers to, like, 300 for Bitcoin?
What do you think the price of Bitcoin is going to be in 2 weeks?
Collapse.
I think Bitcoin will be gone.
Everybody should put in the chat room what they think Bitcoin will be in 2 weeks. Put your bets in now. Right now it's like at 170 something, I think.
Is anybody trading in and actually getting the money's worth?
Oh yeah, there's been reports of Bitcoin millionaires. Sure.
I heard it in the past.
Yeah, that's why it crashes. It crashes all the time. It's
well,
like,
gee, Vince.
I know. Servers have been hacked and the accounts have been taken over with millions, et cetera, but you know, there's no government backing saying we can, you know, insure so much money or anything. This is like a stock market thing. This is crazy. This is retarded. But, like, you know, the companies out there that will give you your money, they straight up, they're being legit about it. Like, here's my 3 coins, give me my $600 or whatever.
You know, the U.S. government didn't go after David Koresh until he started printing money, so I predict that all of the Bitcoin millionaires are going to be firebombed.
Nigga, fuck you, Gonzo, PhD. Aw, hell no. Nah.
What's Gonzo saying? What's Gonzo saying?
He just said... It's fucking, what is it, autistic fucking, okay, it's National Autism Month. Thank you, Becca and Spyko. Fuck you, Gonzo. Fuck you. I'm holding three different chats at the same time.
What did I do? I just sat here.
Yeah, you're just being you. It's Manic Monday. What can I say? I have all manics on my show right now. And if you,
yes.
And I am
actually manic.
I'm proud of it.
You know what? I am totally, you know, normal, really. I just play a character.
Take my medicine.
Don't say otherwise, Spyko.
I'm not actually an idiot in real life. I just play one on the radio. Back to you, Vince.
Oh, did you just call me an idiot? Come on, that's not nice. Or did you say Indian?
Yeah, that's an insult to idiots everywhere. Take
Indian.
It back.
All right, well, if you're referring to me, that's not nice. Actually, I do have some talent. I just don't use it. I know how to Google things.
I just want to use your body.
No. Spyko, you provide a valuable service. Your socks at certain times do come in handy.
Yeah, man, whenever you don't see that one tweet that nobody gives a fuck about, you know, I'll boost the fuck out of it.
Like... If there was like a crew, an internet troll crew that like an Ocean's 11, they'd be like Spyko, the sock puppet master. You know, you'd be the guy that they call in. What does this call for? It calls for we need to pull out the socks. We need to call Spyko.
Yeah,
I think Spyko is a lot more than the
collection of his socks.
I also have Adderall.
Yeah.
And
I know about the. Hold on. I want to give a big ups to Bar Pharma. You know, Adderall. You know, they bought Bar Pharma. But Bar Pharma for making that 30 milligram dextroamphetamine generic, you know, Adderall. Instant release. Mm-hmm. You got to love it.
Do you snort it? Do you snort the fake Adderall?
Dude, it's
called something else.
Hey, some of us people...
The regular
Adderall
is just called amphetamine.
Heavy,
you know. Okay, I cannot listen to all
y'all. No, it's dextroamphetamine.
Learn how to fucking talk and
regular Adderall is just called amphetamine.
No, it's
dextroamphetamine. If it's extended release. I don't know what the dextro is. I think that's something else.
The regular stuff is called amphetamine. I think the dextro is Ritalin. Just no, saying, I'm
not,
looking at my bottle.
No, I'm not the methamphetamine. Don't be silly.
I'm looking at my bottle.
One
just
hour
saying.
On Vince in the Bay. Learn about pharmacology right now.
I can teach you a lot.
It's not methylphenidate. I will reassure you over and over. It is not methylphenidate, Ritalin.
It's methylphenidate hydrochloride.
Okay, but the regular Adderall extended release is just called amphetamine.
I'm gonna start
not
reading
called
Dextro,
nothing.
I'm gonna start looking at shampoo bottles. If y'all niggas don't shut the fuck up about Adderall.
Look, shampoo, fuck shampoo. Nigga, fuck shampoo. You want to smell pretty? You want to smell pretty?
I'm sorry.
Nigga?
Would you prefer I talk about alprazolam?
No. I mean, you know, those are great, too. Benzos are one wonderful drug class. You know. Shit. What you know about them benzos? That is really good.
Yeah, I've heard of them. What about them?
Clonopins are good.
Clonopin.
Xanax are better.
Xanax. Valium. But you know, holla.
Valium is okay.
Did you throw them all in the green room?
Yeah, Shadow, you're back. Sicko, you're back. Plus One, you're back. They're green roomed again.
Oh, okay. I was
you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Vince,
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're giving me a headache, dude. Talk about Manic Monday, dude. They are bringing it.
Just
between the two of them.
Monday. I don't know why the fuck that popped in my head.
Because the show is named Manic Monday and I have the chick from the Bangles in my slideshow, maybe?
Oh, maybe. I ain't doing it. I don't look at your fucking slideshows anymore. Ever since my titties made it over there, I can't do it.
Yeah, I was suggesting that we do like Motorboat Shadows Moobs for charity. At some point.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I could even get on like a fucking camera or whatever. We can like, you know, have a little charity ball thing.
That sounds sexy. I would watch that.
Yeah, I bet you would. You gotta finally expose some titties, plus one.
I exposed like half my titties.
That doesn't count, bitch. We want nipples.
I don't know. They're just so big these days. I don't want to flash them around.
Bitch, my tits are on the internet. You think I give a fuck? There's no such thing as privacy anymore. Just pull them out. Pull your titties out. It's not that hard.
Well, I already have my stalker award popping up as my, like, number four result on Google. I don't think I need titties out there, too.
Yeah, I know. You got to worry about your Google search results. That's important.
Actually, it is important.
Thank you
very
much. Okay, folks. You asked for it. Here it is. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come up and wrap things up with Sicko, Beckus, Shadow, Plus One, and Spyco right after this.
I'm
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right. We got about 12 minutes to go in the program. Big ups to Constantine for calling in tonight. Thank you, Constantine. It was good to hear from him. Old school BTR. I mean, this is he was doing BTR before I was. It's like 4 years ago. It's like two centuries ago. So, anyhoot, I'm really appreciative of and grateful for the turnout tonight. I want to take one last chance here to acknowledge the chit-chatters. Hello, is this thing on? Sicko, am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. Big ups to a pouty girl. You've been here pretty much the whole time. Thank you for listening. Anon Sicko, Billy Ray Bob. I think he's, is he a BTR host too, I think? That sounds familiar. Oh, my God. Okay, Canadian Glenn, Consilence, Danny Dantalian, Dougie, Gonzo PhD. Thank you, Gonzo, for holding things down in the chat room. Who else do we have in here? A bunch of guest listeners, lurkers. Josh, 33 in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Mock Mechanism, good to see you in the chat room. Thank you. Meeps Ghost, Meeps in the house. Thank you for listening, Meeps. And Melissa, 13, the ladies right there. Also, Knickknack in the building. What up, Knickknack? Okay, now you guys are just... You guys are freaking scrolling. Fucking dicks. All right, that's fine. Knickknack, as a matter of fact, hang on a second here. Knickknack, 2 minutes. Knickknack, two minutes for scrolling. Who else? Who else was, Dougie, you were scrolling too. Dougie gets, let's get him on here. There we go. Dougie, 2 minutes for scrolling. Danny Dantalian, 2 minutes for doing that, for scrolling. That's technically scrolling.
Yeah.
Gonzo, you're getting keep me. Gonzo will not. I will not mute you for sure. Anyhoot. Let me finish up this. Who else? Have I said them all? No. Plus one. Oh, plus one. So we're so glad to have you back in the States where you belong. Honestly, I thought you were really going to be gone for 2 years, and I was kind of glad to see that you're back so quick. I didn't, yeah, so thanks for calling in tonight and being in the chat room, as well as Shadow DXS, who refuses to follow me on Twitter. Hello, Soul Butter. Looks like she might have fell asleep. Half my audience is probably asleep right now. It doesn't matter. Oh, Jewish Producer's in there. What up, Jewish Producer? Fellow BTR, late night BTR host. Spyco, who's also on the line with me. Valknut357. Either that or it's Valknut Test. If I'm supposed to read that in like lead hacks or speak. Vert in the house. Big ups to Vert. Gonzo PhD says, we've got C. We've got C. Can't even say that. Vert in the house. Thank you, Vert, for coming out. And, of course, last but not least, XU out, rounding it out in the chat room. Thank you, everybody. And I'm going to now turn to my panel, and I have with me Anand Sicko, Beckus, Shadow, Plus One, and Spyco. Yeah, we're just going to go around the horn here, get some final thoughts, and wrap this puppy up. So, Sicko, tell me your final thoughts. Anything you want to get out there? Are you still doing your We the People chats?
Yeah. I don't know when we're gonna do the next one. When everybody comes to me and says, "Hey, let's do another one," then I'll do another one.
Okay.
I don't really have any final comments either. Everybody have a good night.
That's what's up. Thanks, Sicko. Beckus.
No problem, bro.
Beckus, you have to have something you want to share with us before we go off the air.
Well, I always do. You know that. No, honestly, Vince, I'm just glad to have you back. I know that you went through a rough time, and I, you know, totally respect you going and doing your own thing for a while. But, you know, I didn't know if you were going to come back for sure or not. So I'm just really glad to have you back, have you poison oak free. If you bathe with tea again, I don't want to know. So I'm just glad you're here. Glad you're back. You're home. This is where you belong.
What if I bathe without tea? Do you want to know about that?
Yes, but I need more nudity.
Okay. What if I do a Barrett Brown and yeah, I get a bottle?
I don't want to know anything about that.
No.
Because,
okay.
You know, he's probably gay by now.
You think so?
Well, I'm sure he's had a lot of gay sex.
Is that... Somebody's buzzing right there. Did somebody...
Sorry, that's my phone.
Is that your vibrator going off?
No. it goes off steady. It's like, you know, it's not like a phone. Like, bzz. Mine's like... Bzz. Just saying.
Can you do that again? But louder?
Bzz.
Oh, yeah. Do one more time. Just one more time. Oh, yeah. So great to have you on the show, Beckus. Thank you for calling in.
And also what CNY Rebel was saying, congratulations on your award last night on Russell Radio.
Yeah.
That's awesome. A Hall of Fame.
Totally stoked.
So
yeah. That's
pretty cool. You're a Hall of Famer now. All you had to do was go on a nature hike and get poison oak. Who knew?
That's what's up. Shadow DXS, any final thoughts before we depart here tonight?
Yeah, penis.
That's what's up. And, of course, we have the lovely Plus One. Plus One, any final thoughts before we take off?
Yes, in honor of Anand Sicko, I'd like to make a new rule of the Internet. There is a 10 p.m. deadline for all moral fagging. No moral fagging allowed on Twitter after 10 p.m.
That's great legislation. I would totally back that. Plus one.
And I'd like to also just give a shout-out to all three of my Twitter crushes that I'm crushing really hard on. I will be stalking your timelines relentlessly all day, all night.
Really?
From the United States of America.
You know, we apparently Weave cannot reply back, so he can't
he's
be
He's not a Twitter crush. He's not a Twitter crush.
Oh, he's a real life crush.
I'm getting ready to delete my account just in case.
He's just like a jail support thing.
Yeah.
But no, my Twitter crushes are real serious, and, you know, they know who they are.
Nice. Well, it's great to have you on the show. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Free donuts.
Free donuts? Where?
In the chat room. Look at Gonzo. He got free donuts for us.
Free donuts. Okay. That's what's up. All right. And last but not least, we have Spyco. Any final thoughts, Spyco? Okay, which wrong Spyco? Spyco, is this...
Spyco? All right, there we go. Okay,
I was looking at the, you know, the switchboard I got over here. I know you got yours over there, but I got my switchboard over here, and I didn't see anything lighting up, but I see that I'm now in your presence. It's good to have you back, man, for real. That's, you know, I'm being honest. Sorry for fucking with you so much, but, you know, sometimes you gotta get that news radio, you gotta get that out of the way a little bit and just go crazy, lose your mind a little bit, like Danny right now with his ole, ole, ole. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been doing that for 2 hours straight. You're like, you gotta go crazy every now and again. Let loose.
No doubt.
That's not all I have to say. No, I'm talking still, man. I'm talking.
Okay, yeah, continue.
Also, follow twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. That's right. Follow that nigga. Because he is one smooth mabajabba. I'm just saying. Holla.
That's what's up. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I will be back, I don't know, I think in a week or two. I don't know. Well, I'm going to try to get this Bitcoin show together. I want to make it fucking rock. But speaking of rocking, huh? What?
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 You guys got trouble
paying. What?
Ribbit. Oh, yeah. Big up to all the people that tweeted me. The fucking Jester tweeted me. That was bad. Big ups to the Jester for tweeting me. In fact, we're going to go out to this song that's dedicated to the Jester and all of you listening. This is this is Vince of the Bay. Say good night. Good morning. Adios, amigos. Until next time. Until next time. Thanks, Ross.
Oh, yeah.
I journey to the north, you know, while every just said, he said, I was trying to box some God and all these words and stuff.
Oh, my God.
To the reflecting,
my
advice
is from the
great Christian values. Stay frosty.
Oh,
that's what the preacher man said.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to climb. I'm climaxing.
And I traveled to the South Beach, and Rabbi appeared to me. Was heavy with the sand.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Gonzo PhD. Gonzo, holla. Dude, I'm from the South. I don't stay frosty, nigga. Just say it.
Woo! Look out! Stay frosty now. My hand, I won't look. I journey to the east and I struggle to stay afloat. A solitary Buddhist monk threw me a rope. Look me in the eyes and don't make me say this twice. You want to be a monk, you gotta cook a lot of rice. In a world without end, work hard at this, my friend. Look beyond that gun. God is love, but get it in right. Stay frosty coast, where the folks who know about frostiness stay frostiest the most. And my brand new landlord proposed me a toast. My West Coast toast. Stay frosty. Chanting like a mantra. And there's nothing you can't handle. Far and wide, far as you ramble. Trust in our eyes. But tie up your camel. We'll be right back.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.